Dozens of people in Sonoma County gathering for protest today, demanding that the Board of Supervisors vote down plans to expand cannabis cultivation. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from Santa Rosa. They worry the water-thirsty plants will drain precious water supplies during our drought.
We want water, not your weed. We want water, not your weed.
Most of the protesters live in areas of West County where the drought has caused levels in their water wells to drop dramatically.
My main concern where they are is the water.
Diana Barnum lives across the road from where a Marin County doctor has applied to the county to construct a large cannabis farm. Tomorrow, county supervisors will consider a sweeping proposal that could expand cannabis farming.
If nothing else, table it until we're out of a drought. You know, don't go forward when we have no water for our consumption.
Both Governor Newsom and the Board of Supervisors have declared a drought emergency in Sonoma County. Karen Harden lives outside Petaluma.
It's not the time. We need to have a study done and to determine the water, you know, tables in our area.
This Thursday, we'll look further into the issues concerning cannabis and water supplies in Sonoma County as part of KCBS's special drought series airing all week. In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Choosing to eat sustainable seafood is good for the oceans, and KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports it's an easy find at most grocery stores.
The majority of grocery stores in the United States have committed to sustainable seafood. So seafood and oceans expert for the Walton Family Foundation, Teresa Ish, says when you go into a grocery store,
you can ask your fishmonger where the fish comes from, how it was caught, and if it is sustainable. And if you're looking in the freezer section, you can look for a small blue label that says Marine Stewardship Council certified.
That label means an independent body has checked to make sure the fishery is healthy.
Conservation groups and the fishing industry and the governments are working together to ensure that the fish populations are thriving and that we can continue to fish and eat fish from that fish population.
For more information about sustainable seafood and to find a few recipes, go to WaltonFamilyFoundation.org. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.